This is the Pacifica National Board meeting of January 12th, 2012. Convening at 5:38 p.m. Pacific, 8:38 p.m. Eastern. Summary's chair, Bill Crozier, vice chair, Afia Wangaza, secretary. And I believe our secretary is not yet on the call. And if the vice chair could, vice chair, please call.
Okay. I'll just go down the list in the order in the agenda. Laura Privis? You here, Laura?
No, Laura is here.
I'm here. My name was Don.
Gotcha. Okay, Tracy Rosenberg?
I'm here.
Okay, Dan Siegel?
Here.
Okay, Andrea Turner? Can't hear you, Andrea. KPFK, Ken Aaron.
Here.
Okay, you're real faint, but I got you, Ken.
Here.
Rodrigo, okay. Rodrigo Argueta. Can't hear you, Rodrigo. Lee Brazon.
Here.
Okay, Summer Reese.
Present.
Okay, now KPFT, Teresa Allen. Can't hear you, Teresa. Jessica Polinar.
Here.
Okay. Wesley Bethune.
Here.
Okay. Bill Crozier, I'm here. WBAI, Nia Bediaka. Okay. Somebody's making noise in the background, by the way. Appreciate it if you could mute. Carolyn Burden.
Here.
Okay. Kathy Davis.
Here. Hello.
Okay. Yeah. Sophia?
Yep.
Oh, this is Bill. I was calling a roll. I'll just continue with that, I guess. It's probably how far I've gotten.
No problem.
Okay. Alex Steinberg.
Present.
Okay. WPFW. Bruce Wolf.
Here.
Okay. Campbell Johnson.
Here.
Okay. Kimmery Orendorf. Can't hear you, Kimmery. Marcel Reed.
Here.
Okay. Affiliates. Heather Gray.
Here.
Afia Wangaza.
Here.
Okay, got both of those. Staff, Marlene Engelhardt. I believe he's not on the call. LaVarne Williams. Can't hear you, LaVarne. And is Andy Gold on? I don't believe he is either, right? Okay, did I miss anybody? Anybody come in late? Rodrigo, Teresa, or Kimmery? Okay, we have quorum, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Vice Chair. Okay, could you be kind enough to just read the, is it excused absences next on the agenda, I believe, from memory? I have
yes.
Not received, thank you. I've not received any excused absences. Is anyone else aware of any requests for such?
The Secretary has received none.
I'm sorry, Madam Secretary, you're on the call now?
I am.
Okay, very good. Thank you. And you've received none as well. Okay, thank you so much. And I believe designated timekeeper is probably up. Does someone wish to volunteer? Bill, do you wish to be our volunteer timekeeper again?
I'll do it, but if somebody else would like to give it a try, that's fine too.
Anybody else feel like doing it since Bill so frequently does it? It's like asking
okay.
For voluntary. Okay, thank you, Bill. And what is next on the agenda, please, if you could? Is it approval of minutes? Approval of agenda, no doubt.
Agenda.
Yep, thank you. Okay, see, some of this I just have memorized. I can see it in my mind. All right, approval of agenda. Folks, is there any objection to the agenda? As I'm pulling off so I can take a look at the agenda myself before we continue because I'm in bad traffic. Are there any other are there any objections to the agenda as sent out by our gracious colleague Bill?
Actually, I have one correction or a change. It was pointed out to me that the motion under new business by from Tracy Rosenberg. Which one is it now?
the one that was originally by Rico Ross, right? Because it was an orphan and she
yeah.
Picked it up. Yes.
Right. Or actually, it's under unfinished business. It's now the same thing as the one that was passed by the Development Task Force, so we can delete it from unfinished business.
Okay, thank you, Bill. Appreciate that. Okay, anybody else? We have a lot of work to do tonight. If everyone's good, then we could approve the agenda as distributed.
Campbell.
Who is that?
Campbell.
Hi, Campbell. Yes?
Yes. I sent an email to Bill regarding the unfinished business as it concerns the first motion regarding the outside accounting firm, which has been languishing on the agenda throughout this year. I don't see any purpose in attempting to hire a firm when it would only be reporting to the next P&B term. Secondly, in regard to the standing rules, which were an urgent response, direct...
Campbell, please, let me stop for a moment. Are you trying to change something on the agenda right now?
I'm taking some things off the agenda.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Thank you. Just to be clear. Okay, so on the outside accountant, and go on, standing rules. My
yes, apologies. That there would be no purpose in pursuing the hiring of anyone since they would not be reporting to this in this term. They would, if they were hired, they would be reporting the next term. Secondly, in regard to the standing rules, which were very straightforward and simple, since they have been languishing on the agenda throughout this year, it seems as though the board is not concerned about the duty of care insofar as its fiduciary responsibilities. So this also should be off the agenda because it makes no sense to me for a the term of a PMB to set up standing rules when it's one of its last, it's perhaps its last meeting. So it would not be adhering to any of these standing rules. So I'm withdrawing both of these from the I'm withdrawing both of these from the agenda, okay?
Thank you, Campbell. I don't know if we need a second to withdraw something. That's an interesting question with which I have not
and
heard.
The documentation on it is in an email to Bill that I sent today.
Yes, I know. I did see it. I haven't had time to review it. I've been at the hotel for like 3 hours. I have Tracy for the sack. Normally I would not say anything, but Tracy, please, go ahead, proceed.
I guess it's fairly close to a point of order. The member seems to be implying that if the PNB passes motions during one calendar year, that the following calendar year those motions are no longer valid. I just wanted to make it clear that unless a PNB motion is rescinded by a vote of the members, it is in fact in effect, even though we pass into a new calendar year and with a new board. We do not turn into a pumpkin at the end of the year and begin as a tabula rasa. The motions that the board have passed are in order until the board rescinds them, if the board should choose to do so. And there's a procedure for doing so. So while it is certainly anyone's right to withdraw motions that they put on the agenda for a long time and, in fact, spend a great deal of time trying to move up, it's kind of unnecessary. And I suspect, and the premise on which it's being done, that the after the turnover, the motion would be no longer valid is not factually accurate.
Well,
if a motion
I
have
a point of order
I'll give you a chance to respond, and I may even make a ruling here. But I hear someone else would like to be heard. Who is that voice?
This is Dan.
Hi, Dan.
I want to make a point of order to Tracy's comments. Her comments are out of order because they constitute a mixed metaphor.
Would you like to clarify what you mean by that?
Yes.
That could be true. I'll accept that. Let's go forward.
Okay, kids. I know Berkeley is a special place, and you're both from there. Listen, Campbell, and I'm sure there's some, I'm thinking, is there, this isn't a motion that belongs, is this a motion that belongs to the body? I tend to agree that, the idea that something would cease to exist when the board turns over is incorrect. And for the record, to do this politely as chair, a tremendous amount of time has been spent at innumerable meetings, and if I were to sit down and actually listen to them and calculate the time per meeting and add it up on the specific issue of moving those agenda items to the top of the agenda, such time that probably if it had been spent on actual motions, we would have gotten to that agenda item long ago. So I guess I would like to clarify that for the record, because it implies somehow that the fact you said so does not
Madam
care
Chair.
Items. And as chair, I have had to repeatedly rule that moving to move the same item on the agenda is out of order when it's been repeatedly voted down. So I would just like the record to reflect that, because it has not been an unwillingness of the body to attend to business
sure.
as much as it has been very extenuated on numerous meetings. As to removing it from the agenda, I believe this was placed on the agenda originally by you alone, correct, Campbell? It is your motion.
No, it came from the audit committee.
Okay. Well, I've seen Bill ask for some documentation on that for some time.
He didn't ask for that until November.
Point of order. If it is, in fact, a committee motion, then it cannot be removed by one individual.
Tracy, I'm already there. I was ahead of you. I was making a ruling. It was a long preamble. That's why I was inquiring as to how it came into existence on the agenda in the first place. I have heard before that it was passed by the audit committee. I have not seen it presented as coming out of audit committee. I have seen that request for documentation occur without seeing those minutes. We all know committee minutes can be problematic. However, many things, including those things which do not come from a committee but are merely made by a member and seconded by another, then become the property of the body. And I believe to move them off of the agenda would also require a vote of the body. So,
LaVarne here.
Hi, LaVarne. Thank you. Welcome to the call. Campbell, do you wish to make that as a formal motion to simply remove those two agenda items?
Yes, Madam Chair. And I'll, in regard to that motion, I'll point out that it has been a continuing violation of Robert's rules that indicates unfinished business should be at the top of the agenda, and it shouldn't have been had to be a struggle to try to get it considered by the body since the beginning of the year. And, Madam Chair, on behalf of the Audit Committee 2010, on which I sat, and which was chaired by Director Bidiaco, without objection, I move that the two motions be withdrawn, and contrary to the statement by the director from Berkeley, it's been my experience that the PNB does not have adequate institutional memory when it regards things that are not very much desired to be expressed. Thank you.
Thank you, Campbell. Is there a second to Campbell's motion to remove the
point of order?
Alex?
I do not believe, first of all, it's never been substantiated that this motion was passed by the Audit Committee of 2010 or any other audit committee. Second of all, if it has been passed by the Audit Committee, then my esteemed colleague cannot withdraw it. So I think you need to make a ruling on whether it's a private motion from Mr. Johnson or it's a motion that came out of the Audit Committee.
Thank you, Alex. I'm happy to make a ruling. Always happy to make a ruling. I will.
Madam Chair?
Ms. Campbell, please. Middle of making a ruling. I will trust you.
May I provide some information regarding the ruling?
I believe it's represented to the board that the audit committee. I don't have documents. We always take people at their word. If there's nothing to contravene it, what would you like to add, Campbell, before I make a ruling?
Yes, what I'd like to add is that the question about it having been passed by the audit committee did not come up, that I've never seen anything of minutes from regarding any other motion that came from a committee or the question about it. And it didn't. The question about it being passed didn't come up until it was November, 2 months ago. So that I think is it's totally disingenuous, and you know,
Okay, Campbell.
Ray Charles can see what's going on here from the grave.
Thank you, Campbell. It has been presented the entire year as a motion coming from you. That's my recollection.
I beg your pardon?
Several times. It has the impression could easily be made that it was a motion coming from you. It has your name on it, after all, not the audit committee. Okay, most other motions that come from committees do not necessarily, I mean, frequently. So listen, I'm going to make a motion, please. I mean, a ruling. And also, you know, if I may, there should be minutes. It's clearly something which needs to be resolved.
There are minutes.
Okay, so.
They're stuck on another computer drive.
Okay. And we also have Nia Bediako, the former chair of the audit committee, who may have an independent recollection as to whether this came from audit committee or not.
Get in there, Summer.
Hi, Nia. Would you like to weigh in on this?
Yes, but I really don't want to take a long time. That's what happened. It happened towards the end of December. It was maybe our last meeting of the audit committee when that happened, and Campbell was the secretary. So I just heard him say that it's on his old computer. So I mean, but I know that that did in fact happen. When you became audit committee chair last year, it didn't go there, but it certainly was passed in the audit committee towards the end of 2010.
Thank
you, Nia. In that meeting.
Oh, I
but
will
is
take
he,
word that this is the this came from the audit committee, which establishes the nature of the motion, that it is a committee motion.
That's correct.
Which brings us back to Alex's point, which a member can't remove an entire committee's motion from the agenda. So I'm going to pull that out of order, Kim, right?
So let's vote then.
Well, no, we don't necessarily have to vote. If Campbell's appealing that order, then we need to vote. But that's my ruling. My ruling is committee motion, as represented by both of you, and taking that at face value, situation, then it is a committee motion. They can't be removed from the agenda by one member. So I will rule that that is out of order. Okay? And then if you wish to appeal the ruling of the chair, we have a process. We can proceed.
Point of order from Tracy. Going to get a moment.
Please, Tracy.
Just according to WKPFTX, there was no meeting of the audit committee after September 27th, 2010, for the rest of the calendar year. There were two scheduled meetings, one Monday, October 25th. That meeting is marked as canceled. And one meeting Monday, December 27th, 2010. That meeting is also marked as canceled. So I don't believe the audit committee could have passed anything in October, November, or December 2010. Someone can listen to the September 27th meeting. I can look at January. What you said was December, so let me take a look.
Okay, thank you for the point of information. And gentle colleagues, we have a lot of work to do. It's the last meeting of the term, even though, in fact, the composition of the board
point
is
of information, Madam Chair.
90% the same for the incoming board, just about. Many of us are the exact same people. So, yes, Campbell.
Yes,
the point of information is simply this.
Something. He's not asking us. It's not a point of information.
I cannot have three people talk. Look, this is what we've done this year. We've spent a half hour at the beginning of every agenda approval of every meeting with
the
this.
The issues are moot.
Moved up or down the agenda. That's reality. Okay, I live in the land of reality. That's what we've done all year, Campbell. That's what we're doing now. Now we're doing it to take off and to move it up. But it's the same motion.
I can't quite hear you. Your voice is coming
exactly
in and out.
Every meeting, and I'm used to it, and it's okay because I'm okay with that because I'm patient. So, point of information is taken. I am not here to establish whether or not this is a committee motion. That is a point of inquiry relying on facts which we do not definitively have here now at agenda approval. That is not what my ruling is about. My ruling is that you take colleagues at face value when they tell you a point of fact and say this is what occurred, even if they do not recall every detail, in order to move on and make a ruling. So if I'm not to say that you are both not telling me the truth and you are saying it came from that committee, regardless of when that meeting was, a point of fact yet established in minutes, then I will take it as a committee motion. I will rule that one individual member cannot remove a motion that came out of a committee from the agenda. That is the ruling of the chair. If you wish to appeal it, please proceed with appealing the ruling of the chair so that we may take a vote and move on with agenda approval whether or not this motion continue on tonight's agenda. That is my ruling. Thank you. If anyone has further points of information for me that would be helpful in elucidating the underlying facts, whether or not this is a committee motion, I am more than happy to receive those points of information in the form of minutes, audio, particular dates or anything else that anyone, any member, would choose to supply to the chair to clarify this for future meetings. Thank you.
I'll endeavor to get them to get it from this former draft that I had.
I appreciate that, Campbell. Does anyone wish to appeal the ruling, which is to simply leave it where it is because it's a committee motion? If you wish to appeal, please do so.
Madam Chair?
Yes, Campbell.
The point that I just wanted to make is that at this time, it is my judgment that each of these motions are moot. And I believe that a discussion regarding them, which they're very simple motions, would be of no value.
For approving of the agenda,
there's
not going to speak from Campbell. I don't know what we're doing
discussion
in this meeting.
Can
we move on with the meeting? He's just getting a lecture.
Thank you for moving.
No,
the
meeting's
been disrupted.
Declaring that the motions are mute.
Campbell, there is another place at which one can always move that motions are mute, which is what the motions actually come before, which is a more appropriate place to do that at an individual member than it is at agenda approval. Do you wish to appeal the ruling or not, please, so that we can move on with... No, thank you, sir. I appreciate that. So, if there are no other objections, and yes, one can always move that something is a moot point once we get to it on the agenda. Okay? Thank you. Is there any other change to the agenda? And if not, may we approve the agenda, please, and move on to approval of minutes, which it would be good if we could do that through any outstanding minutes.
Madam Chair?
Yes. I'm sorry.
This is Andrea. I'm just letting you know I'm checking in. Okay.
Thank you, Andrea. I appreciate that.
This is Teresa Allen. This the conversation has been stimulating. I just want you to know I'm here. I've been on the call.
Is there anyone else who has not yet identified themselves as being present on the call? Okay. Feel free to do so. Thank you. All right. Very good. So if there are no other objections to the agenda, approved without objection. Madam Secretary, if you'd please note that. And I believe minutes approval is next on the agenda, Bill. Is that correct?
Yes, it is.
Thank you so much. Madam Secretary, could you take the lead on that as the Secretary in terms of what minutes are outstanding, the dates and the distribution, so that perhaps we could move to approve them? And if there are any slight errors which members need to correct, to either do so or to approve them, and we can revisit anything as long as it, if there's some small issue. And hopefully one will also communicate with the secretaries if there are any issues with minutes. Madam Secretary, if you would, please.
Just a minute.
Summer, this is Nia. Summer?
Yes, I'm sorry. Nia?
I have them all ready, while it feel looks. Would you like me to do them just
to
expedite matters?
Yes, if you would, please, if you don't mind. That way we can just move along, okay?
I move the approval of the July 27th, August 24th, September 23rd, September 24th, September 25th, September 26th, October 26th, and December 8th minutes for approval.
Thank you, Nia.
Who needs to second them?
Yes, may I have a second, please?
Second.
From Campbell Johnson, thank you. Any objection or discussion or amendments?
Bill,
please.
Could you just repeat those dates a little slower? I was trying to write them down.
Okay. Thank you, Bill. Thank you, Nia.
Actually, I guess if you could read forward the emails. July 27th, mm-hmm. August 24th, September 23rd, September 24th, September 25th, September 26th, October 26th, and December 8th, 2011.
And November 1st. Wait a minute.
I'm sorry,
please repeat yourself.
You're correct. The dates that Nia has given is correct. I'm mistaking a closed set of
minutes. Okay.
Tracy for the stack.
Thank you, Nia. And Tracy, please, go ahead.
Wasn't there some email on the listserv earlier? I believe it was Lydia's email that started it about motions missing from one of the September dates. It just seems to me that if a motion's missing, then we probably should postpone those minutes until we find the missing motion.
That was from February, Tracy. It was not September. Just like there was a meeting for January 18th, 2011 of the Audit Committee. I just thought I'd put that in there.
I saw that there's a meeting January 18th. I will listen to it. The only thing on the agenda is to approve minutes, but I will listen to it and see if, in fact, you approve any motions.
Okay, thank you, Lydia, for that date on the Audit Committee. Thank you, Tracy, for looking into it. Please tell me what you find out. I would be most appreciative. Thank you. Lydia, you wanted to clarify on what meeting date there were missing motions from. Could you please do so?
Yes, we received the draft minutes last week for the first time for the executive session of the in-person meeting in February. And
we
so there's a motion that's missing, but that's for executive session, not for public. Thank you.
Okay, but was there something missing from open session, Lydia?
It was the coordinating committee report. It wasn't, I believe, closed session, was it? Did we do the coordinating committee in closed session? Really?
No, I mean...
Not hotel rooms?
This is Nia.
That's weird.
Madam Chair, this is Nia.
One moment. Okay, Nia.
I actually went...
Point of order.
Who is the point of order?
It's a point of order. The coordinating committee meeting minutes have nothing to do with...
No. It was during the coordinating committee report to the full board that the motion was made. Not during the coordinating committee.
Okay, point of information for me. What date is this from? Is this January?
This is Nia Summer. Do I still have the floor?
February executive session, maybe.
September, I think.
So, what meeting is this from that we're talking about?
Lydia? Meeting.
Lydia, anybody? Tracy? Nia, what date are we under discussion now, please?
Okay. The motion that Lydia mentioned, that discussion did happen in Houston, Texas, in February. That was done in executive session. Lydia is absolutely correct about that. That at that time there was no coordinating committee, nothing that was it. That's why I did not include that in the set that I read because I hadn't gotten those February ones.
And it's for executive session discussion. Thank you.
Right.
That's
thank
correct.
You.
Oh, okay.
Thank you, Lydia. Thank you, Tracy.
We would have done that in closed session.
Okay. Is there anyone else with any other issue in minutes at hand? Open session amendments, objections.
Madam Chair?
Yes, Dr. Chu? Hello?
This is the recording secretary?
Yes, Mr. Recording Secretary, please.
There are some open minutes that have not been listed yet that need approval.
Thank you. Can I know those dates, please?
November 10th, 2011.
Okay.
December 1st, 2011. And January 5th.
Thank you.
Would you do those dates again, please?
November 10, 2011. December 1, 2011. January 5, 2012. And I actually have some from April. I have April 7th, 2011. And April 27th, 2011. And all the in-person minutes were approved already. The September 23 through 6 have been approved. The open session has been approved.
Thank you. Okay, thank you. Nia, thank you. Anthony, would you amend your motion to include the three dates, the last three most recent meeting dates, and to remove the one that's already been approved?
Well, I thought we had approved the April one, so John and I have opposite memories, but I trust the recording secretary that he is keeping track of them. I thought we'd approved those April ones already. Remember, we approved a whole batch of them in, was it the December? I think it might have been the December 8th meeting. But what John ought to know, so if my memory is incorrect, then it's possible. So I don't mind adding them. That's fine.
Okay. Thank you, Nia. Campbell, do you have any objection as a second? Amending?
No objection.
Yeah. All right. With all of the thank you for everyone who's contributed. Is there any objection to approving all of these unapproved?
Without objection.
This is Bill.
Bill.
I hate to hold this up, but I don't think we have the minutes yet, or at least I haven't seen them for the meeting last week. What were the other two that John mentioned?
December
December 1st meeting. I don't remember seeing that one. Did we get that up again?
Madam Secretary, have those been distributed to you, and have you distributed them to the board?
I don't see them in my email, so perhaps so I would appreciate it if the secretary would resend them to me, and then I can review them and distribute them.
Okay, so we can't include things that have not yet been distributed to the board. Thank you, Ms. Recording Secretary. Please send those again to the board secretary, and she'll send them to us. We can't add those for approval when we haven't seen them. We'll have to approve them at the in-person meeting. That's fine. Let's get everything else complete and sitting around.
It's really hard to hear you, Summer. I'm sorry. Nia?
I'm sorry, and I pulled over and parked the car, too. Is that any better at all?
Yes. May I cross talk with John for just 2 minutes, please? 2 seconds. I just want to ask my question. May I?
Of course, you may ask your question. And John.
John. John. Which ones have we not gotten? The January 5th. And what else? I couldn't hear clearly.
Oh, I forgot to call Cayman. Combo.
Pardon?
John, I think it's been 2 December 8th.
Well, I heard that the December 8th and January 5th minutes have not been received by the board. That's what I just heard.
No, the December 8th was sent to us with a CA in one big file because we all got those. But that's why
January 5th is one that he's listed.
Okay.
December 1st.
And December 1st was the other. Nia, did that come through with the one on the 8th?
I didn't. If they did, I did not see them. I apologize. Could they be resent? And the November 10th, I thought that was already approved. But if you said that's fine, we'll just include it. So could I just recap my motion as to what we're going to approve?
May I make a suggestion, Nia, a friendly suggestion, if we have done this before, if you wish to approve all unapproved minutes, and then the two secretaries that have been distributed to the board, the provider that they've been distributed to the board. If they haven't been distributed to the board, we can't approve something we haven't even looked at. That's unreasonable. But if you wish to make it so that it approves all unapproved minutes, which have been duly distributed to the entire board, however you want to proceed.
Which is, in essence, what we did, the 727, the Aprils, and all of those. So John is keeping track, I'm sure. Yes, I'm willing to do that, except for December 1st and January 5th. I haven't seen those.
Is there anyone else that wishes to weigh in on this matter before we continue?
I'll amend the second to conform with that.
Thank you, Campbell. John Gary, I think you need to put your phone back on mute. We can hear typing.
Okay.
Madam Chair,
sound?
I'm sorry?
That sound. There's a rolling sound or something.
Oh, I hear that. I don't know what that is. It's not at my end. So we're back to the whole pound, pound one, folks. If it sounds like you're near a rolling ocean or something, that's you. Or maybe it's just static. But please, everybody, if you're not trying to speak right now, please mute your phones. It'll make it easier for all of us. All right. Thank you. Is there any objection to approving all of the as-yet unapproved minutes which have been previously duly distributed to the board in its entirety? And hearing none. Thank you, colleagues. Madam Secretary, Mr. Recording Secretary, if you can go ahead and mark all unapproved minutes previously distributed to the entire board as approved for 2011 term. Thank you. Bill, would you be kind enough to tell me what's next on the agenda?
Okay, thank you. Let's see. And I want to thank John Gary, by the way, if he lends minutes to us all
yes,
the time.
Yes, very much.
Board chair report.
Including
executive session report outs.
Thank you, which we have a slightly problematic thing there because we have not, as a board, sat down and approved every executive session report out, which should have been done as a housekeeping matter. So I think if it's sort of like approving the unapproved minutes, we may need to go back and revisit that in executive session as a whole. So basically what I've been spending a lot of my time on is getting us booked in for our event and coordinating with everybody, hotels and management at the station and what we're eating and the rooms and et cetera. And we are booked into the Hotel Angelino, and I'm putting the schedule together accordingly. We need to have some discussion of that. And the other thing that I have been working on is getting us a there's a lot of feedback. Please, whomever is not muted, please mute your phone. I mean, I can hear myself sort of echoing, and I'm not on speakerphone. So, anyway, thank you. It's hiring a recall election supervisor. So I have made progress on that, and I will discuss that with the full board in executive session, but we do have someone able to do that now. And I'm happy to take questions on hotel venue. Oh, and as a reminder, folks, everyone, you know, okay, seriously, someone needs to mute his or her phone. I cannot even hear myself, and it's not coming from my phone. So it's, please mute your phones, pound pound one. Thank you. And I apologize for that it sounds so bad. If there are any questions regarding hotel, and that was my reminder, please. I've sent out several reminders, but I really do need to hear back from the rest of you as to whether you're doing single or double rooms and if there's any dietary issues that I need to know about with the menu planning. And obviously book for travel, please. Becky is sending me everyone's itinerary, and I need to get it all put together so a transportation of volunteers can pick people up and drop them off again. So I would personally be very grateful for everyone's prompt help, cooperation, and communication on every aspect of this so that we can kind of get it in the bag and handled and planned out with all the other people involved. So please communicate back with me on travel, food, and hoteling. Thank you. And are there any questions on either matter? And we could have a bit of a discussion. I'm not sure if this is the appropriate place for it in terms of how we're spending our evening time during this particular meeting. But is there anybody who wants to ask anything about either subject that can be asked to know?
Well, this is Lydia.
Hi, Lydia, please.
Hi. I'll give out the names of the proposed and confirmed celebrities for a couple of things that we've been working on with the station. One will be at the visit at the station and in executive session. I'll mention the names only because it's not a big secret, but we don't want to publicize something that hasn't been totally reconfirmed. The one is 99.9% confirmed on the person's schedule. The person will be there at the station, so bring your cameras. And then the other one is a film called The Harvest. Executive producer is Eva Longoria and various other people that have worked on it. Distributed by Cinema Libre, and so Cinema Libre is waiving the fee,
and allowing us to screen the film anytime we want during that meeting. And then we'll have, again, another high-profile person, possibly, or two or three, and so the, which are not confirmed yet. That part of it isn't confirmed, but the film, yes, and then the venue will depend on whether we turn it into a fundraiser or just a more intimate viewing by the board. So that's what's proposed right now. And, of course, you know, people can choose not to do either. That's it.
Thank you, Lydia. Yeah. Follow up on that. The reception is confirmed with the radio station for Friday evening, so we will be doing that, and staff will be there, and of course a tour of the Pacifica Radio Archives, and Brian from the Archives will be presenting what's happening at the Archives at our meeting on Saturday, because they've just published our first book with City Lights Bookstore, so he'll be talking about that at the board meeting on Saturday as well during the Archives report. And so I do hope, obviously, that everyone goes to the reception on Friday evening at the radio station. And then,
Bill.
Hi, Bill, please.
Oh, just for anybody that missed that or just on the stream, the details of the hotel where we're meeting, an address and a map, are on the Pacifica.org website.
Thank you, Bill. Appreciate that. Yes, they're on Pacifica.org, and they will be on KPFK.org, and a cart should be running shortly on KPFK telling everybody how to get there. So, and what the exact schedule is will be on the website as well, so that people can accommodate the public comment period. And of course, we are staying very near to the Getty Center and the Skirball, which have the free admission to at least the Getty, and the Skirball is holding a wonderful exhibit on women around the world. So there are things to do there. It's a matter of scheduling our meetings so that we get all the business done that we need to do. And
this is Ken to the stack.
Ken, please, go ahead.
Well, since we're on the stream, I really didn't get the name of the first celebrity, but I'd rather you didn't repeat it. Instead, if you could just send out a brief email, because if you want to keep it confidential...
I was going to mention it in executive session and or to do the email, but I'd rather not have that floating around.
Okay, well, whatever. She didn't say who the first guest was. Okay. Thank you.
No. Thank you, Ken. Okay, so obviously, you know, we'll get the scheduling hammered out like any other meeting, and I'll spend my 14 hours on the agenda, and Bill will work on it, and everyone, you know, we'll get this all worked out with the coordinating committee, and I've spoken with our auditor this week as to when he's coming in. He'll be coming in on Wednesday to do some work at Kay, and then to, you know, to speak with us about our draft audit and the budget, and et cetera, on Friday. And then our general counsel will be coming in for the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, to cover various legal matters for us and anything else of that nature.
This is Ken, just a point of personal privilege. I'm sorry. When Lydia said 99%, I thought she was referring to like a rap group from the Occupy movement. That's what she meant. It's 99% certain.
Yes.
I see. I got it. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, that's just impression thinking. There, you know, you're already visualizing the musical group called the 99%, right? Okay. No. Yes. She was speaking of certainty.
Over time.
Thank you, Bill. So anyway, obviously I'm in regular communication with all of you in terms of all of these various arrangements. Please also be in regular communication with me so we can finish getting the logistics worked out so things run smoothly, okay? Thank you. And as to the recall election, obviously in executive session, I'll be discussing with all of you all of the details of that. Thank you. Bill, what's next on the agenda, please? Is it... perhaps the CFO report?
Management report, speedy report, okay. CFO report, 10 minutes each. Maybe Laverne can give both?
Yes, well, so this is the point at which I probably should have done this at the beginning of the meeting. Our executive director's mother has passed away this week at the age of 98, and our executive director is traveling back to Louisiana to be with her family at this time. So Arlene is not on the call this evening, and obviously our sympathy as a board go out to her completely, and many people have expressed that, so we all have our thoughts with her, and that's why she's not here on the call tonight. So LaVarne Williams will be giving her CFO report and anything else which needs to be covered, but as we have a meeting in 2 weeks at which written reports as well as regular presentations will be made, Arlene will make all of her reports at that time.
Laverne, are you with us, please? Well, I know Laverne Williams is on the call, so she's probably muted.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Hi, Laverne. Okay, thank you, Laverne. If you could go ahead, please, and give your CFO report. And if there's anything which Arlene needs you to report on as well, please feel free to do so. Thank you.
Okay, I need the person who has the music on, if they could turn it off.
Oh, and there were two ambulances just passing by me, and so I was not on mute, so I'm going to mute now. Go ahead. Thank you.
Okay, great. As Summer said, Arlene's mother passed away, made her transition, so she left today to go to Baton Rouge for the services. And if the board wishes, we have the address and everything for the services. So we were planning to pull something together. If we want to do something special from the board, we can do that too. You know, you guys can decide on that later. So in general, we are, you know, trying to prepare. The first quarter has ended in terms of finance. We are still do not have numbers yet. We have the 5-day close. We still have not, I don't believe, we were checking it before I left the office to see that all postings were done. And we're still working with our general ledger database. We have volunteer in to assist with that. And he's also still involved, and he's putting the budget into the general ledger. But this year, we are able to pull the numbers and produce the reports. We're just still inputting the budget into the system, so we should have those numbers. We should have it by this weekend. So, and that's the general we're trying to shoot for. And what the finance office has been doing over the last 3 months is that we had the audit, as Summer talked about that. So there was the field audit where Ross was sent in to the staff where they are on site for a week. And so we entertained them, and we were responding to that, and we're still responding to requests. I'm asking some questions about some of the postings that were directed by Winston on the audit. So, and I sent out a preliminary on the DGB to, I think, to Tracy, to a couple of other people. I said I'd send it to the finance committee. So if you have questions, you can get those to me also so we can ask Winston. I believe there's an audit committee meeting on Monday evening and to do a preliminary. So we still have some questions about some of the entries that are directed. And I still do not know the status of the pledges receivable. And specifically, this week we have entertained a CPP auditor, so he's been there. And so he's just looking at the year 2009 and 2010. So he's looking at, you know, the AFRs. He's looking at, of course, all of the audits, looking at management letters for those 2 years. He's talking to both he'll talk with PMB because they get 2009, and then also with Ross Wisdom, he'll speak with him. And he's also the next door KPFA. He hasn't decided whether he's going to go out to any of the other stations. So, and we're just responding to any requests that he may have. He's looking at some of the things. He's looking at Democracy Now. He's looking at FSRN in terms of where the funds are going that CPP transfers to Pacifica Foundation. So, you know, we just hope that will go well, and that what is required is that, like, he's been in my office the whole week, and we start about 8:15 in the morning, and then again, just respond to any requests that he may have. So, and then, of course, we are trying to pull up and tie up the first quarter and get the reports done. And we have some October reports done with some of the other reports that you've requested, like the cash flows. We have to finish the ones for November, December. And, again, the general ledger with the balance sheet, there were some changes that were made. And Ross has directed that we take those out, which is, Ross and I had a conversation, so we had kind of agreed, but I didn't know he had directed it. So that's basically what we're doing, is just trying to get the reports ready, so that the audit can be completed. And you know, all of us have had some illnesses, but you know, basically hung in, and Lynn was ill today, so hopefully she'll be okay. That's kind of it. We also have still, again, we're still, I was able to get a resource on trying to get a gift annuity completed, which is we've been working on all year, and we had a resource to complete that. So, you know, there have been some positive things. It's just required a lot of long hours. So that's kind of where we are at this time. As far as where we are compared to budget, compared to, I can't give you that information yet, and we'll have some raw numbers tomorrow probably. And that's kind of it.
Summer?
I'm sorry, LaVarne, are you done?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Stack, is that you, Nia?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead, please.
Just two things, LaVarne. What is an AFR for the CPB? I don't know what that is, an AFR. And when you said the budgets were in the general ledger, I got a little confused. I didn't understand that. Putting the budgets in the general ledger.
I'm sorry, could you repeat that? I'm on a cell phone. I can hear you very clearly.
Yeah, you said that the CPB auditor is looking at the AFR, and I want to know what the acronym meant. And number two, you said that they're putting you're putting the budgets in the general ledger. I didn't understand what you meant by that.
Okay, the AFR is the report that we have complete after the audit is done. It's like financial reporting. let's see. CPB, probably, I don't know, accumulated or something, financial reporting that has to be done after the audit is completed. What it does, it shows the expenses by major category for the programming, operation, administration. And so that's a report that we have a timeline on that, and that has to be completed. We do it in the national office. And we have it online for our auditor to review, and then the auditor has to approve, and those reports must be done in order for us to receive our CPB funding. And the other point I believe you made was on the putting the budgets in the general ledger. What we have to do is to put the budgets in there so that we can reduce our reporting. Have the FRX reporting out of general ledger, and you have to put the budgets in there in order to produce your variance reports to compare the actuals to budget, and that's a process that's very time consuming. And actually, we have a volunteer who's doing that because in the office, Lynn, Efren, me, and also Chris. In terms of having pulling together the information for both the audit that's done by the independent auditor and the CPB auditor. Let me just say that with the CPB auditor, he's also looking at, of course, the CAB reporting, community advisory boards, and you know he was really impressed with the work that the foundation has done, and I think that was established back in 2009 to make that very important, to make it a priority, and Chris has handled that, given that as her job responsibility. I believe that's it.
Thank you, LaVarne. Anybody else in the stack? Okay.
Madam Chair, question. I was muted.
Okay. Thank you. I'm sorry. Was that you, Campbell?
Yes.
Go ahead, please.
When will we be getting the financial reports?
I'm sorry. Oh, you're asking when we get the financial reports. Like I said, we should have our preliminaries this week. I will try to put them on a flash drive like I did for the prior P&B meeting and have those available. But before then, I'll have them for the Finance Committee So we're shooting once we complete this audit, which tomorrow will end, be the last day. So then next week, the next 3 days, we're going to dedicate to getting reports done. So we'll definitely have them done for the due date for the P&B reports, and then try to we'll have preliminaries to the finance committee before.
I'm rather unclear. It sounded like you're going to have them done in the next 3 days. Is that what you said?
No, that's not what I said. I said that we'll be working on them really hard the first 3 days of next week, and then we'll definitely have them done by next Friday, and some preliminary reports before then between Wednesday and Friday.
So they'll be done by next Friday, and that's by the 20th?
Right, which is the due dates for the P&B reports, but we should have some preliminaries to the finance committee before then.
Can they be sent to the entire P&B by next Friday?
Well, that's
so that we can have some time to look at them before the in-person meeting?
I believe that's what I said, Campbell. I said for the entire P&B by next Friday, but before then, we'll have some reports to the finance committee to do a. I would like the finance committee to do a little review on things before I present to the full P&B. But we'll get the information on the flash drive.
No, before we get a flash drive, I'm suggesting that you had said next Friday the reports would be ready, and I would think that you could send them by email at that time, so that we aren't getting them passed out during the course of a meeting when we don't have an opportunity to really review them.
Okay, I hear you, and I hear the point you're making, and I believe that's the point that I made.
Campbell,
so
are you done?
I don't know.
Yeah,
it sounds like we'll be getting them by the 20th, which is what I would appreciate.
If this is LaVarn, I believe that's what I said.
Okay, fine.
Thank you. Thank you, LaVarn. Thank you, Campbell. And just as a point of information for everyone's edification, our hotel has a business center with Mac and PC, and we can print reports when we get there. So not that we don't want things in advance, but I'm hoping that'll help on the ground a little. So anybody else with questions for LaVarn? Okay. Thank you, LaVarn. Anybody else? Okay, very good. Bill, would you be kind enough to tell us what's next on the agenda?
Okay, committee reports. Affiliates first.
Okay, very good.
Heather and Campbell.
Heather and Campbell.
So Campbell, I'll start
ladies
this.
First, yes.
You'll
thank
join
you,
in?
Thank you. Okay, sounds good. Go ahead.
All right, so I think what we want to talk about primarily is the program that the affiliates has been doing on the Occupy programs, which we discussed in the last meeting. So this will be brief. However, I just want to report to everyone, we had a call last weekend with Mark Reed, who is the producer of the show, and Campbell and Ursula to discuss some fundraising ideas to keep this program going. The response has been really good. We now have 3 shows, and so we're now looking at some proposals for this. We're not sure exactly how we're going to do this right now, but I think we're going to be looking for individual donors as well as some foundation support for this program. But what I wanted to report to you all also, one of the discussions that we had, which I think was interesting, was we were talking about the issue of Occupy and using Occupy Pacifica. Now, we know that a lot of people would probably like to occupy Pacifica, and we also know it's been occupied in the past. However, we came up with an idea for a name for this program, which would be the 99% report, which a lot of us seem to really like. So we might be changing it to that. I don't know if everybody's familiar with some of the controversy around the use of the word occupy. We don't need to go into all of that now, but so we had a good discussion about that. Campbell, do you want to add anything?
Yes, just a couple things. One is that, and I don't know if everyone recalls, we may have mentioned it previously, but if you look at www.occupypacifica.org, you can, you know, be brought up to speed on what's taking place in regard to the engagement with the affiliates and the work that Mark Reed had undertaken.